Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, every Tuesday afternoon, I learn how to live well from somebody who has mastered it. And today I'm chatting to Selena Stevenson, slow runner. I'm not calling you a slow runner, but that's your area of expertise, Selena.
It is. It is. Now, you were saying to me just before we start that I need to explain what
yes.
that is. So we'll get all into that.
What is it?
So I guess, like, I started calling myself a slow runner because I basically was just a runner who was bad at running. And I kind of was like, how do I summarize that into this tiny little, you know, bite?
Yeah.
So I just called myself a slow runner, but it's basically just someone who is a beginner runner or struggles. Like, I've been running for a year and I still haven't really picked up my pace.
Yeah.
I just haven't naturally athletic. So I just call myself a slow runner or slower runner.
But that is a thing, though. It's not a term unique to you or one that you've adopted. There's a lot of people who use
it. Yeah, like, I've seen it a lot now. It's come up a lot more in the last year that more and more people are calling themselves slow runners. But I don't know if it's a thing we've just made up on TikTok or if it's actually a thing, but it's turning into a thing anyway.
What is considered slow, though?
Great question. I like to call myself slower because I have gotten those few comments that are like, oh, if you're slow, then what am I, you know?
Yeah.
But I think if you're below average, you can call yourself slow. It's not like it's not like you can call yourself slow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just if you're below average, if you can't keep up at the run clubs, the normal run clubs, stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, a lot of this kind of resonates with me, and I sort of fall in and out of love with running from time to time. And then when you do fall out of love with it, you kind of have to start back all over again. And the thoughts of it is just,
Exactly. It's
so frustrating at times. But I imagine a lot of people will be listening to this thinking, you probably still run a lot faster than them.
See, that's the thing, yeah. So that's why I've kind of, like, I dip in and out of saying it because I don't want to exclude anyone either. The point is to get people to come into the whole running movement.
Yeah.
So I like to call myself slower. I run at like a 7:38 minute per kilometer pace, and it just works.
I think that's pretty, yeah. That's probably fairly average, is it, kind of?
It's below average.
Okay.
I think the average 5K is like a 34 minute. Maybe
anyone running faster than that is usually posting it on Instagram. Anyway.
And that's the thing. and that's the thing. You're seeing all the fast people online. But like
yeah.
the reality of the situation is most people are
that
not very
so
good at running.
True.
Yeah. Like most
Naturally,
people.
Look, if I was running, you know, at a pace of whatever, a much, you know, above average pace, I'd probably be bragging about it as well.
Oh, so would I.
Yeah.
I absolutely.
So it's
be.
About sort of, it's the inclusion. And that's kind of why you've sort of become a running influencer. Is that the right term to use?
I guess so. I don't like to use the word too much, but I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
How did you build it up, though? Like, when you strip it back and when you started running,
yeah.
how have you sort of even got to the pace and the stage that you're at now?
I think it's a mixture of things. Like, it was actually yesterday a year ago, so 366 days ago, that I posted my first video online, and I just signed up for the London Marathon on a whim because I was sick of not being able to run. I really, really couldn't run. I really hated it, and I posted it, and then people, I think, got to follow that journey. People love following a journey from like seeing someone struggle so much to like achievement. And then I also built my run clubs in London and Dublin, so for the slower runners or the below average runners, and I think it just built this thing that wasn't really seen in kind of mass media. Like, you're just so used to seeing people be so good at everything,
yeah,
and I just came in and
it's
was
all
like,
about the PB and where did you place in the women's mini marathon,
exactly. Whereas for me it's like I came in the bottom 5% and I'm proud of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
So this was about it was encouraging people to just get into running and having a club that sort of welcomes people of all abilities and all phases.
Like, we've had people at Run Club who haven't run before. Never run before.
Yeah, well, you're learning to run.
Learning to run, and we have a run-walk group at the back. So if you can't run, just come along anyway and we can kind of...
Kind of sounds like the real-life Couch to 5K.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because Couch to 5K can be so boring and lonely, you know? Like, and then you just don't want to do it anymore because it's hard. But if you have people with you...
So where do you do the Slow Run Club?
So we're called Runners High. We started in London in October and we started Dublin, I think, in like March or April. And they're monthly and they kind of change where we go every time. But the one in Dublin has been in partnership with Lululemon quite a lot.
Oh, brilliant.
So
yeah.
We're on Grafton Street kind of running around like Stephen's Green and stuff. But there's been like our last run club in London had 350 girls. at it. Like, it's insane.
Is it just exclusively for women?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And when are you doing, like, how frequently do you do this in Dublin?
I try to do it every month, but I'm living in London at the moment, so it's like, I, you know, I'm trying my best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So otherwise you're coming back and
I'm
forth.
Coming back and particularly forth, yeah.
Especially for a run club. I was reading in The Guardian this morning, they were actually talking, there was a survey out today, and they were talking about the benefits of, I suppose, slow running, really, you know, sports that kind of peak at about 30 miles a week. You know, that's mm-hmm. probably people doing their 5K, maybe whatever, four or five times a week, if that's what they're doing, yeah. on their couch to 5K. Mm-hmm. And they were just, you know, citing the benefits of this for people. Just that, I suppose it's kind of like your 10,000 steps a day, really, isn't it? It's a constant element of exercise, but yeah. not wildly overstrenuous, I suppose, either.
That's the thing. Like, no one wants to do a full shift, 9 to 5, but realistically, it's like 7 to 6. Get home and then, like, really overexert yourself. Like, it's nice to just be able to go out yeah. and be like, you know what, I'm just going to take it slow. Whether that's because you have to, because you genuinely can't run faster, or just because you just want to get some fresh air, some movement in, like, what's the harm in that? We've just been sold this idea that it has to be so fast and so strenuous, and it's like, it really doesn't.
No. What benefits have you noticed from it?
The main benefit is that I've stuck with it. Like, my whole
yeah,
life,
well,
throughout
great...
school, yeah, throughout school and everything, I as soon as I could drop out of something, I dropped out of it. Like, Dad, hi, P's cancelled. Like, no, it's not. No, it's not. But I wasn't going to it. And I just, like, I have memories in school of hyperventilating in the school hall, like, after doing a 5K or whatever it was. And I hated it. So the main benefit is that I've actually stuck to it. I ran the marathon in April.
Excellent.
I'm doing the New York Marathon in November.
And so you're fully in now.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in. And yeah, just getting out in the fresh air. Like, I find that because I work from home and I work by myself, I'm very kind of like, you know, kind of my own thoughts all the time.
Yeah, you've sort of inspired me now to just, I'm in the process of sort of dipping in and out of it again, you know, but yeah. it's very like, I like that. Any excuse I can get. The weather's a great one too. Can't really use that now the last day or two, but
I make excuses too, to be fair.
When is your next run club?
My next run club is on Sunday. It's sold out, but there's a wait list if anyone wants to join. And we release tickets on, so we're Runners High Dublin on Instagram.
Great.
We release tickets every month.
Every month people can join it.
Yeah. And yeah. if there's anyone in London as well, that's
who'd like to do
well.
It. Yeah. Brilliant. It's been great to chat to you today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'd imagine a lot of people are probably thinking, you know what, this now sounds like it's right up my street, mm-hmm. just to get started, get me back out and on the road again. Selena Stevenson, thanks a million.
Thank you so much.
Not at all for joining us here on this Tuesday afternoon's How I Live Well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.